KQED.
We're going to end our show with another story about passing things down through generations. It's about a collector who eagerly seeks out mementos of history. Buttons, you know, pins that say stuff like "Vote for Kennedy" or "I love California." They're often just tossed after campaigns or vacations. But this guy has collected hundreds of thousands of them, as the California Report's Ryan Levy tells us.
Okay, so far, not seeing any buttons. It's a little smaller today, the show.
The hunt is not starting well for Alan Rosenzweig. He's driven 20 minutes from his home in Sebastopol to a flea market in downtown Santa Rosa. He says a good day here can net him hundreds of new buttons.
Let's see what this guy has.
But it's overcast and cold and misting. There are only a few vendors set up, spread across the town square, displaying their wares on folding tables. And only one guy has buttons, Earl Gwynn.
Hey, Earl.
How are you?
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, what do you got for me?
Rosenzweig just about cleaned Gwynn out the week before. So all he has left are about a dozen buttons in a small wooden box. And Gwynn wants to sell those for more than the 10 cents a button that Rosenzweig is usually willing to spend.
What would you offer me?
But there are some cool buttons here, and Rosenzweig doesn't like to leave a market empty-handed.
15 bucks.
Okay. How's that?
All right.
Rosenzweig heads home to add his latest score to the mother load, a separate building in his backyard, big enough for a person to live in, just for his buttons. Burlap sheets cover the walls from floor to ceiling. Buttons pinned everywhere.
This sheet is all presidential, anti-war buttons, some college buttons down below there. And then here, these are this glass showcase is my oldest buttons.
Rosenzweig started this collection 50 years ago when he was just 12 years old. He competed with a buddy to see who could get more.
He had 70 and I had 50. Then I had about 130, and he had 80, and then he quit.
Rosenzweig did not quit.
Mostly advertising. There's a whole section of I Heart buttons, you know, I Heart New York.
Decades later, his collection has grown to nearly a quarter of a million buttons. Close to 200,000 of those are duplicates stashed away in an apartment in San Francisco where he owns a tour company. But that still leaves around 40,000 individual buttons. Those are the ones that fill this building.
And as you can see, most of my buttons are in boxes on the floor that need to get worked on. And this is going to be a few years of work for sure to get these all up.
And he's always looking for more.
But I see people on the street and I'll ask them for their button. And I do that quite often.
Rosenzweig's collection has been with him for half a century, through cross-country moves, the beginnings and ends of relationships, through everything.
And it just keeps me, keeps my, you know, my past, my history alive with me all the time. I mean, I come in here and I see my whole life.
For the California Report, I'm Ryan Levy in Sebastopol.